The first scripture I'd like to share with you today is from the book of Psalms, and it's Psalm 23, of which most of us are very familiar. Let us hear God's word together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second reading is from John, chapter 10, and verses 1 through 16. Again, may we together hear God's word. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. And a stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On vacation one summer's day, while I was walking along in Colonial Williamsburg, I saw a flock of sheep in a pen a couple blocks away. And I decided to walk over to them because the people were gathering, and I realized that they were about to demonstrate how these animals were cared for during the late 1700s, and I wanted to learn. Well, I came to the pen, and I noticed that children and adults were trying to get the flock's attention, but the animals weren't listening to them, and they didn't seem to care. They were ignoring everyone, even the adults, were saying, "Sheep, sheep," and the sheep ignored them. And then suddenly, from down the road, beyond our sight, we could hear this faint voice calling out, "Sheep, sheep." And suddenly, every sheep lifted up his head, and they all began bleating loudly. And she cried out again as she got a little closer, "Sheep, sheep." And in a matter of moments, they had all pushed their way to the gate, anticipating their shepherd's arrival. They had heard her voice, and although they couldn't even see her, they knew for certain it was the voice of their shepherdess. Now, when they heard the word sheep uttered by children and adults, they had been listening to that word for about 15 minutes prior to that, But they only recognized her particular voice, not the word sheep. And when she finally did arrive at the gate, she opened the door, and they all came out and followed her like so many ducklings behind their mother. And yet what made the biggest impression upon me was that she stood there by the gate as they came out. And she knew them so well that she began calling them each by name. She knew every sheep that came through that gate. It was a heartwarming sight. And I couldn't help but reflect upon what Jesus said of himself. I am the good shepherd, and I am the door of the sheep. And as John wrote, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The good shepherd and the gate. Today's message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the good shepherd and for knowing each one of us by name. Lord, as you call us and you call others into this fold, we pray that the sheep would listen and follow you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, the sheep pen of Jesus' day was made out of stones or rough mud brick structure, and it only had a partial roof on it, if any roof at all. It could also be just a cave in the hills. But what is especially significant for Jesus' illustration and his meaning here is that the sheep pen only had one opening or gate through which the sheep would pass when they came in and went out. And the pen and the single gate served as protection against the wolves and the thieves and wild beasts. And when the sheep finally did return to the fold after a day of grazing on grass, the shepherd would stand at the gate and inspect every single sheep. And if an animal was scratched or wounded, the shepherd would anoint that animal with oil for healing. You can hear that in Psalm 23. If a sheep was thirsty, he gave it water to drink. It was the shepherd who was the sole determiner of who entered the fold as well, and what care that each one received. And so it is in God's kingdom. Only Jesus allows the sheep to pass into his flock, and he cares for each one of us. Now the shepherd also guarded that one and only door. A thief would have to climb in some other way. And that's what Jesus was referring to when he said that he is the good shepherd who comes in through that one door. But Jesus also referred to himself as the very door, that one door. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door," he said. "If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. And he will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus was teaching that only through him do we find abundant life and we find green pastures. Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him, through his gate. And therefore, in order to be put on the right path and to enter into his kingdom, we must enter through Jesus' door. In order to go in and out and find green pastures, we must go through Jesus' door. In order to quench our thirst, we must go through Jesus' door. In order to find rest and contentment, we must pass through Jesus' door. In order to receive God's ultimate eternal care, we must go through Jesus' door. In order to find life, we must go through Jesus' door. Now, in Jesus' day, there were many so-called messiahs who arose and tried to lead people into revolt and had efforts to establish some kind of new political kingdom. Jesus called them all false shepherds because they were not truly concerned with the people, but mainly with their political agendas. And I think the same is true today, with so many political agendas becoming more important than the very love of God and the gospel of Christ, and more important than the people they claim to benefit. The goal of false teachers is to plunder and to destroy and to rob. Of course they're going to lie about it. what their goal really is. False teachers of the gospel ultimately steal away God's little lambs from the flock. And whether the flock is aware of it or not, they are harming the people, harming the sheep. But Jesus genuinely cares for his sheep, his people. Like a good shepherd who defends his sheep with his very life. And Jesus proved that by dying for you and me on the cross. And he loves us so much that even one lost person is worth everything to him. He said that a temporary hireling does not care for the sheep like the permanent shepherd does. And that's true. For when the wolves come, the hireling just lets the wolves have the sheep. But the permanent good shepherd fights for their lives. Jesus is our good permanent shepherd in life and in death. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. His watchful, loving eyes are always upon you and me. And we are worth so much more to him than many sheep. Sir George Adam Smith, who traveled in Palestine near the beginning of the 20th century, wrote, "On some high moor across which at night the hyenas howl, when you meet him sleepless, far-sighted, weather-beaten, leaning on his staff and looking out over his scattered sheep, every one of them on his heart, you understand why the shepherd of Judea sprang to the front of his people's history and why they gave his name to their king and made him the symbol of providence. Why Christ himself took him as a type of self-sacrifice. Constant vigilance, fearless courage, patient love for his flock. These are the necessary characteristics of the shepherd. And may I add, a good pastor. And may I also add, a good leader." Now, if Jesus is the good shepherd, that also must mean, unfortunately, that you and I must be like sheep. Our behavior can be very animal-like. I think the great prophet Isaiah said of us, "All we like sheep have gone astray, each to his own way." Friends, we really are like little stray sheep, kind of dumb, kind of naive about true evil in our world, and we're very vulnerable. Like sheep are, ready to follow some stray voice and be devoured by sin and evil. And I'm afraid that we also stink just as bad as sheep because we're soiled by the stench of sin. And that's why we do need a shepherd to protect us and to lead us. And we need Jesus to cleanse us and to save us. Now, even though sheep may be securely in a fold or pen, they still regularly get into trouble. And when they are released, they wander away, always looking for something better on the other side of the fence. The great American evangelist D.L. Moody used to share this following story. "Dr. Andrew Bonar told me that in the highlands of Scotland, sheep would often wander away, off into the rocks and get into places from which they couldn't escape. And the grass on these mountains is very sweet and the sheep love it. And they all jump down 10, 12 feet, but then they can't get back up again. And the shepherd hears them bleating in distress. And they may be there for a long time until they've eaten all the grass. But the shepherd will wait until they are faint and weak, and maybe even cannot stand. And only then will he go down and put a rope around each one and pull them back up to safety and out of the jaws of death. Why don't you go down there when the sheep first gets there?" Dr. Moody asked him. "Ah," said he, "they are so foolish. They would dash right over the precipice and be killed if I did." Friends, maybe the delay of God's rescue can be to our advantage. Oh, how very much like sheep we are. We think we know what is best for us and where we should go, but sometimes we don't even know what God is doing for us, much less his greater plan in our lives. We don't even know how profoundly God is leading us as our good shepherd. Because we tend to go off on our own, we just don't see the shepherd around anywhere. We don't see him leading us sometimes as the good shepherd. And we don't always agree with the path, perhaps, that God has for us. And the grass does look sweeter the further we move away from the flock. And at times, we do find ourselves in such terrible predicaments as only God could reach down and rescue us. And we can even end up going over the cliff in fear because we will not wait upon the Lord, the Good Shepherd. And so we stubbornly demand our own ways in life. We stray into dangerous paths. God may allow unrest or sorrow or even pain to ultimately save us and rescue us. So let us be patient. The Good Shepherd is going to rescue us, but only after we need to learn our lesson, to rely upon God alone, and also to learn any lesson that he may have for us about following him, about staying with his people, the flock. Seeing the people, Jesus felt compassion on them, for they were like a sheep without a shepherd. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God not only knows his own sheep by name, but he knows our individual personalities. He knows our history. He knows our specific needs and our desires. He knows our individual tendencies. And the Lord treats every one of us according to who we are and what we need. Don't ever compare, for instance, the way God treats you with the way he treats someone else. It probably will not be exactly the same. And that is because we are each so different. Jesus knows us intimately. He knows our names. We may not hide from him. He said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own." He will deal with you a little differently than he deals with me. God's love and care is far more profound than simple consistency in the way we might judge fairness for each and every person. And yet his purpose, his grander purpose, remains the same for all of us. His purpose is to love us and rescue us, to keep us from harm's way and from going over into the abyss. And so don't be surprised if God allows a little trouble in your life. It isn't because he doesn't see it. It's because he does. And he allows it for a reason, and that isn't because he doesn't care. It's because he does care. If we are his sheep, and he can't force us, then we have to learn. And we'll never escape the fact that we have a loving Lord who is shepherding us. The trials and pains that we are allowed are only meant to keep us safe, not to ultimately harm us. For those whom the Lord loves, the scripture says, he disciplines and he scourges every son whom he receives. That's Hebrews 12:6. You and I are being trained. We're growing, even sometimes painfully, to follow him more closely. Now, when a sheep knows that he is lost, he becomes very frightened and he can just lie down in some grass and not move. Sheep know instinctively how vulnerable they are to predators. And without that strong rod and staff of their shepherd, they are vulnerable. Jesus said that a good shepherd will leave the rest of the flock and go in search for that one lost sheep because they're helpless. And when the shepherd calls out the sheep's name, the sheep will start to bleat, but he will not get up and come to him. They are so pathetic, he will just lie there. And when the shepherd finally finds his lost sheep, he has to reach down, he has to pick him up, he has to throw him over his shoulders and carry him all the way back to the flock. And so this became one of the symbols of Jesus in the early church. The catacombs of Rome depict many visuals of a shepherd carrying a sheep over his shoulders. It was so moving to see those very images when I visited the catacombs there. You see, like sheep, you and I can't even be rescued unless we first admit we're lost. A sheep that doesn't know he's lost is going to continue to wander further and further away. But we must first admit that we need to be rescued and then call out the name of the Good Shepherd to save us. Friends, if you're lost and you know it, call upon the name of the Good Shepherd who is seeking you. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, how do you recognize the shepherd's voice when you hear it? If we cannot discern his voice among other voices, how can we follow him? Well, we must first come to know him and spend time with him so that we know his voice. Jesus said, I know my own, and my own know me. The more time we spend with our master, the easier it will be for us to recognize his voice. But if we spend little time in his word, little time in prayer, little time speaking and listening for him, we may end up listening and following the wrong voice. Now, because Christ loves his sheep so much, we know that he has many other sheep, which are not of this fold. He has many lambs who have not yet responded. He said, I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. And I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. And so, little flock, as John said, there are other sheep who should be here today. They are out wandering. They may not even know they're lost. And they're definitely getting themselves into trouble. And God is calling them too. But they may not be listening to his voice above the other voices in their own world. But someday, they may come into this fold or some other fold of God's sheep, but only when they hear the good news, only when they hear the good and true voice, the voice of their loving shepherd who cares for them. There's an old story about a famous actor who was once the guest of honor at a social gathering where he received many requests to recite favorite excerpts from various literary works. An old preacher who happened to be there asked the actor to recite the 23rd Psalm. And the actor agreed, provided on one condition, that the preacher would also recite it. Well, the actor's recitation was beautifully intoned with great dramatic emphasis, for which he received at the end a lengthy applause. But the preacher's voice was rough and broken from many years of preaching, and his diction was anything but polished. And yet when he finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. And when someone asked the actor what made the difference, he replied, I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overfloweth. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, the gate, the door is guarded. And yet it is the only way in to God's fold. And there, standing right beside the gate, is the Good Shepherd who loves his sheep and knows each one of them. And the Good Shepherd himself is that gate or door. And he's calling out to all those who have ever heard his voice and who truly know his voice. Sheep, sheep, to God be all the praise and glory. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we might hear your voice today, that we might follow you. For you love us and know us, and care for each one of us. Beyond anything else we can imagine, you want us to be a part of your flock. Oh God, make that happen through faith in Jesus Christ alone, who is the door of all those who come to the Father. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.